Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John McClain with us one more segment. We're going to react to the Astros and Rockets loss in just a minute. But the Texans got new uniforms. You heard it here first. John Lopez said new uniforms were coming. He said it wasn't going to be significant. He made that very clear. But the uniforms came. At Houston Texans on Twitter released a hype video. And what we saw was
a little Texans logo above the name on the back of the jersey.
Need binoculars to see it.
I was right, John.
Sideline. You were. I'm glad you told me because I never would have noticed it.
Are people going to really like be lining up to get the new jersey? How far are they going to take this? Get your new Texans jersey right now.
People will be lining up for a new jersey.
Because you want the updated one, right?
Yep.
And they got some guys whose jerseys are worth wearing. Justin Reed better, his jersey better be in the shop. I know there's some people that call these shots. Justin Reed, I don't want to have to go to NFLshop.com to get my Justin Reed thread. They better have Justin Reed jerseys and Justin Reed jerseys at the shop at NRG because he deserves it. John McClain, the NFL draft, 3 shows away, 2 days away. Texans with the 23rd overall pick. We're going to put you on the clock right now with the 23rd overall pick. Here to make the announcement, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain of the Houston Chronicle.
With the 23rd overall pick in the 2019 draft, the Houston Texans select DeAndre Baker, cornerback, University of Georgia.
6'5", wingspan, started over 30 games at Georgia.
I'm a big
Thorpe Award winner, physical as hell. His mentor, Deion Sanders. You know who his high school coach was, John McClain?
Who's that?
Antonio Brown's dad. He has a pedigree. He's been around NFL players for a while. A lot of people questioning his work ethic, but he is a very nasty guy, very long, very athletic. I like your pick right there.
I think the top 4 tackles, that would be Andre Dillard, Jonah Williams, Juwan Taylor, Cody Ford. I think those guys will be gone. The next one, Dalton Risner from Kansas State. He would be a good tackle, but he might be suited for guard. He's not a left tackle. It's good value for the corners. Now, if Greedy Williams were there, I would have taken him over Baker. I think he's going to be gone. I think Baker's the second best corner ahead of Byron Murphy of Washington, who started 20 games and who ran every time he ran in the mid 4.5s.
Mm-hmm. I love Baker. He's one that we've talked about some, but we when it comes to cornerback. I like Julian Love a lot from Notre Dame. I think he's probably a second-round pick. But first-round, Greedy Williams has been one we've talked about a lot. But Baker's kind of just a playmaker, gets big radius, gets the ball, all that good stuff.
If all 3 were gone, those 3 corners, plus the 4 tackles, 5 counting Risner, but the corner I would take is Rakia Sin from Temple, who's got good size, hard hitter, physical. And he could slip into the first round. There's so many good corners like Julian Love who are going to be there in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure but there's good tackles in the second round too. The one that I'd love to see them get, Caleb McGarry from Washington. I don't think they will, but just because he was such
you love his story.
Story, yes. Another one, Max Sharping from Northern Illinois is another possibility.
Titus Howard.
Titus Howard from Alabama State's a possibility.
Former quarterback, gained 100 pounds.
There's a lot of guys there, tackles and corners, who could go in the second round. Then I could see them getting whatever they get in the first round, I think they'll get in the second round as well. The better in the first 4 picks, they need 2 cornerbacks.
Is there a better name than Rakia Sin?
Not many.
Mm-hmm. Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Lil Jordan might not even get drafted as slow as
he's
been.
But I'm just talking about his name in the draft. Yeah, he ran about slower than the tight ends.
Yeah, he needs to be Big Jordan.
If now you mentioned that if they, we think they're going to get a lineman or an offensive lineman or a cornerback. But if they don't, you think like an edge defender or an interior defender. Give us 2 names to watch there. Because I'm betting on them moving back, and maybe that'll be the best player on the board, as they say.
Well, I think they'd move back. They'd still be in the first round. They'd see if they could get a 3 or a 4 in a perfect world. Somebody's looking at 23. okay, Daniel Jones fell. We got to have him.
Quarterback from Duke.
And when you're trading to get a quarterback, it's going to cost you more. Kalen Saunders from, I forget where he's from, Western Kentucky, is 6 foot, a little over 6 foot, about 285 pounds. And he has put videos of him doing flips at that size on Instagram.
Western Illinois.
Western Illinois. And so he's one that I would think would have a chance to be an inside guy. A player that if they traded down the first round and he was there, and if we're talking about another position and I said an inside guy, Jerry Tillery.
Love him.
A defensive line.
Love him.
Who would be an end and then move inside in passing situations. I have him going, I think, around 20, somewhere after the Texans in the first round.
I love Tillery.
Pro Football Focus loves him, too. They have him as the seventh best prospect in the draft.
I've watched a lot of him.
Top 10 pick. And so I could see him going for a guy like him and then getting a tackle in a corner in the second round. But
you don't see a lot of defensive,
I don't think that's going to happen.
A lot of defensive tackles that are 6'6".
No.
You know, usually 6'2", 6'1".
He could play anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys that you can play anywhere. He's a Swiss. You could you move Watt around, you move Clowney around, you add Tillery to that mix. Ooh, that
Remember
defense can be nice.
Remember how the Cowboys used to like tall tackles where they could get in a quarterback's face, and even if they couldn't get to him, get your hands up.
Right.
Try to redirect the pass. So he would fit in. It didn't matter if it's a 4-3 or 3-4, but in a 4-3, he'd be an – I'm guessing he'd be inside no matter where you put
Probably
him.
Probably be a 3-tech.
Mm-hmm.
You love him.
Who's taking Ed Oliver?
I have him going to Tampa with the 5th pick because they're, for whatever reason, they got contract issues with Gerald McCoy. You know, what we talked about earlier, getting after the quarterback going up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
If you had McCoy going into what he thinks is the last year he's going to be there and he's got a chance to impress people and get a new contract, you know, money's at the root of the problem. And you had Ed Oliver playing next to him and then ready to replace him as the man. I think Tampa 5th would be a good spot for him, even though they would love to get a linebacker like Devin White or Devin Bush playing inside.
They'd also probably love to get a defensive lineman like J.J. Watt. John McClain joining In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Speaking of J.J., he joined Mad Radio earlier today. He was asked, of course, about J.D. Clowney, who the Texans have franchise-tagged, ongoing negotiations. This is what he had to say when asked about how J.D. Clowney has progressed as a player.
I think, you know, one of the biggest things is just he was healthy. You know, he stayed relatively healthy more recently as opposed to earlier on in his career, which – obviously, from firsthand, I know how frustrating it can be to not be healthy, to not be out there, to be able to work on your craft, improve your craft. So I think that was a big thing for him, just being able to be out there, to be at practice, to be able to work and improve. And I think that makes a big difference when you're just able to stay out there and be on the field.
Okay, so JJ, how important is Clowney to this defense?
He's a great player. I mean, he obviously does a great job in the running game. He can disrupt. He can blow plays up. He can he can do a lot of different things, so he brings that splash play, whether it's a tackle for loss or it's just messing up the offensive line.
That's JJ on JD Clowney. I don't know really what to read into that. I guess these guys want to steer clear of contract negotiations.
I mean, stating
they
the obvious,
get headline porned.
It's all about business. Everybody stays out of everybody else's business, and Clowney was. Would he miss one game?
You know, yes.
He's been healthy. I keep hearing
he had an impact on that one, though.
Talking about his injury issues, and I'm like, what injury issues? He hadn't had an injury issue for 3 years. A guy came back from a surgery, microfracture surgery, and he's had two other knee operations, and he has done a tremendous job, and they would love to sign him. They've got him for this year, and they may have him for another year. And I read a thing while we were on the air during a commercial about somebody saying he might be available. Yeah, if you offer them two number one picks, I'm sure they would take it, but that's not going to happen.
What about a number one and a number three?
I don't think that would happen because, number one, a team's got to pay him the money he wants, and right now it's way up there with the top guys is what they want. I don't see a team doing that.
And they were just stating the obvious about him. I mean, we all have said what J.J. just said. Good against the run, physical freak.
He's great against the run, and he's a good pass rusher, and he's disruptive. But and it. He has yet to get double-digit sacks on once, much less on a consistent basis. But I would guess if he would do it, he could get the kind of contract Trey Flowers got from Detroit to leave New England. But I don't see him getting a contract like DeMarcus Lawrence, who's had double-figure sacks when he's healthy, or one of the top guys, Donald, or Khalil Mack.
Astros fall last night, their first home loss of the year. They fall the Twins 9-5. Marwin Gonzalez, welcome back with a nice little video tribute. Astros also tweeted that video out. Baker's dozen, his best game at the plate. He also has an error, though, as he continues to look heavy on the baseball field. Carlos Correa, a three-run bomb, but not enough. Astros fall 9-5. Here's A.J. Hinch on why the Astros lost that one.
We didn't handle the ball. We didn't get the outs we should have. Misplay with guys on base. We haven't played clean enough.
No concern here. I don't think you're going to be concerned either, John McClain. There's really nothing to be worried about in regards to the Houston Astros. Game and a half out of the division, still playing some pretty damn good baseball, and we fully expect when October comes around, we're going to have World Series aspirations here in H-Town.
I certainly believe that, but the starting pitching's been awful in the first inning the last three games. It reminds me when Keiko pitched last year, and he was giving up something in the first inning every game. It's almost like bring in one of the – have an opener for one inning, and then the problems will be solved. But, you know, you can't consistently get behind. It's embarrassing that the Rangers have owned them at this point.
4-2.
Rangers just game back now, right? Half game?
They're playing much better than everybody anticipated, and that's good for them. But the Astros have gotten a hitting the last two, but they haven't gotten the pitching.
And, you know, one of them was Garrett Cole, which was a total surprise. But, they've got to – starting pitching, look, the bullpen is fantastic. Starting pitching just has to get to the sixth inning.
I saw somebody last night sign Keiko. Well, Keiko had the same problem last year, getting out of the first inning.
Yeah. And,
but they'll get it worked out. They're too good. They got too much talent. They're hitting the ball very well. Certainly no time to panic with the Astros. We were panicking early in the season. Then they won, what, 9 in a row?
Yeah.
I hope they don't lose 9 in a row.
Oh, we weren't panicking. We were okay. We were all right. Marwin Gonzalez, World Series hero, welcome back with his new ball club, the Minnesota Twins. He thought that he was going to be back with the Astros this season.
Yeah, it was a good chance I was going to be back. Things got – I mean, that's not a secret how free agents is right now. It's kind of tough. But it was impossible. I'm here. I'm grateful to be here, too. This is what I like to do. This is what I love. And no matter where I play, I'm gonna give my 100% for the city.
I was
really disappointed that they didn't re-sign him. I understood Charlie Morton getting $15 million a year to go to Tampa, which is way more than Tampa paid.
And they need help right now. Tyler White, who he referenced as Baker's Dozen because he can't say his name because he's mad at him. And if he does, he's going to have to eat a grasshopper.
10 grasshoppers.
Tyler White, last night notwithstanding, has just been not anything close to what he was last year.
He looks like he's gained more weight.
15 pounds.
He has. And Tony
said
Kemp,
he was going to lose weight.
And Tony Kemp is not even batting his weight, which is saying something because his weight isn't a lot.
And Gonzalez finally got the Mendoza line. He'd been under 200 for all season. Then he got up to 204. When he came in here, I'm sure it brought back a lot of memories. And, you know, I don't know anybody that didn't want to see Marwin Gonzalez back. Diaz can't carry his jock as a multi-position player who plays defense the way Gonzalez did.
Fun fact, Marwin Gonzalez's wife, one of the Sparkle Princess's bridesmaids, the more you know.
Oh, is that right?
It's very true. Very, very true. Rockets fall to Utah last night, 107-91. People were calling for the brooms. Not so fast. Rockets collapse in the fourth quarter. Utah outscores them 31-12. Rockets missed their final 13 three-pointers. This is really when Donovan Mitchell got extremely hot. This is just a little bit of a taste of him going off on James Harden and Chris Paul.
Rubio dribbling in traffic gives to Mitchell for three. Foul on Capella, his second. Chris Mitchell, he feels it and does it.
I don't care if on the way to the arena he likes to stop at one of those sex stores and get some whips and maybe bite women on the buttocks. Marv Albert can call some hoop.
Yeah, he can. And, John, this was just a simple story of one team getting hot in the fourth quarter and one team missing shots.
No big deal. They're going to close it out here. I would like to have seen them gotten an extra 2 days of rest. You know, the Warriors are in the same boat. Neither one of them is going to get a week off like which is going on in the NHL with sweeps. But still, I'm guessing the next series starts, what, Sunday night?
Probably. Depends on what happens.
So if they close it out Wednesday, then they get 3 days off. So that's still good, especially for a guy like
Warriors are at home James Wednesday. Harden. A little bit of news on this series, though.
Clint Capella.
Center Clint Capella, yeah. He hadn't been playing great.
He played very good in game one.
Right.
Very good.
But he's been diagnosed with two separate respiratory illnesses, including having to go to the doctor in Salt Lake City on Sunday. Got prescribed medication.
That's what happened.
Eye drops.
You know, they ain't giving you good care out there.
Yeah, that's true. Probably a season ticket holder. And was told that it would be another 4 or 5 days before he could be fully recovered. So that ain't great.
What does
great.
That mean? What does respiratory and eye drops have to
do? Diarrhea is
no,
what that
no.
means.
No, respiratory is breathing. So yeah. It's got to be some sort of respiratory condition.
I could see him taking things for breathing and
congestion,
your nose, your mouth, congestion.
Probably some
yeah.
running, you know, some
clogged
running.
Lungs.
Your nose is running and your eyes are running.
Breathe so right strip.
Probably why you got the, why you got the drops.
Well, he needs time off. They need to close it out and give him 3 days off.
They could have used it.
Could have.
Sure.
Three teams with opportunities to close out their series tonight in the NBA. You have Oklahoma City versus Portland. Of course, Portland on top, 3-1 there. You have Brooklyn versus Philadelphia. The Sixers are on top, 3-1 there. And then you have one more series that nobody really cares about, the Magic Raptors. Raptors are going to close that one out. And then you have a good series, but for some reason, it's just been on NBA TV the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs versus Nuggets.
Yeah. Been a good series. For the Rockets' perspective, I'm with you, John. Don't worry, but don't ignore what happened in the fourth quarter where they pretty much owned you.
I'm pretty sure they're going to blow them out like they did the first two games.
Okay.
Bring on the Warriors. I'm glad they're playing the Warriors in the second round. It's not as dramatic, of course, but still, I think getting them earlier is better for the Rockets because they shouldn't be as worn down.
What do you got going on, big man?
I'm headed over to the Chronicle, do a Facebook Live, and I've got a thing going tomorrow about is Kyler Murray going number one? Will the other three quarterbacks go in the first round? Aaron Wilson and I continue the series we've been doing for, seems like, more than 2 weeks. And Thursday, our 12th and final and official mock draft. Thank you,
baby.
Guys.
Next week, John, I'm going to bring you a Chick-fil-A salad, a Southwest. What kind of dressing could I interest you in?
Salad. Thank you, buddy.
No, I'm going to bring you one next week.
I don't want one, but
I'm
going to
get you on the Chick-fil-A train.
When I'm ready for a Chick-fil-A salad, I'll go get it. I got one by my house, but thank you.
Just trying to help.
Hey,
I'm
if
just
you
want to
bring one over to NRG Stadium, that'll be fine, too.
There you go.
Right. Whatever the dressing is, the one that's the least fattening. Thank you, guys.
Light Italian
or Honey Dijon?
Don't
fast free Honey Dijon, man.
Light Italian. Don't listen to J-Lo with the salads. I've seen you with the salad. Looks like you're eating some clam chowder over there when I look over there. So I don't know if that's the advice you want to take. By the way, looking sharp today in the fishing shirt too.
Thank
that
you,
one
sir.
Looks a little more official. That one looks like almost
it's
like
my
an
dress
authentic.
Fishing shirt.
That's an authentic one. Oh, that's a top shelf.
That's a top shelf dress fishing shirt.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Tuesday, 2 days away from draft day, 3 shows away. The OG John Lopez has 3 players worth trading up for your Houston Texans. And I'm going to tell you a guy that could be there in the second round that could be one of the 5 best players in this draft that Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien should most definitely draft. We'll get into that next.
See you next Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.